We're hearing more on the news lately about cases of rape or sexual assault. The increased awareness and very different public responses are focusing attention on many of the ways the system often fails victims. Illinois Newsroom's Steph Whiteside reports on what some in Illinois are doing to bring greater support to survivors.
Sexual violence is an issue that touches the lives of millions of Americans.
Close to 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men are victims of some form of sexual violence, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner.
Megan Thomas works for the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. Even with greater awareness, advocates say we are still struggling to understand how rape and sexual assault affect victims and how the process of seeking justice can add to the trauma. Thomas notes that the number of survivors is just an estimate, because most victims of sexual violence don't report. Polly Poskin is executive director of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says that has a lot to do with culture and an unwillingness to believe victims.
Why would you tell somebody, or why would you open your mouth about something that happened to you that you have learned just kind of by being alive that nobody's going to believe me?
One big issue is a lack of understanding about the various responses to trauma.
In the moment of that sexual assault, we go into our survival instincts.
Diana Dickey is a therapist specializing in trauma.
When our bodies and our brains are triggered to go into that survival, we either go into fight, flight, or freeze.
Most people are familiar with the fight or flight concept, but freezing is a response people are less familiar with. Freeze, Diana says, happens when fight or flight isn't an option.
It's almost like it's our brain's last line of defense, where we may not be able to protect our bodies, but we can protect our brain.
The person experiencing trauma may dissociate or check out in an effort to protect their mind from what is happening to their body. Without a clear understanding of trauma, Poskin emphasizes the importance of first responders not passing judgment before an investigation.
Don't be making preliminary decisions about whether this is a bona fide case or a believable case or a credible case until you look at that evidence.
Another issue is the investigation itself. In addition to questioning by law enforcement, a victim may also elect to have a rape kit taken to gather evidence. This exam can take 4 hours or more. It's excruciatingly detailed, swabbing and combing and probing the victim's body, which has now become a crime scene. The invasiveness can add more trauma for the victim. Nurses can undergo specialized training to perform these exams, but not all hospitals have those experts on staff. ICASA has been working to change that.
By the year 2022, we'll have a qualified medical personnel in the emergency departments to respond to rape victims. And for us, that means sexual assault nurse examiners.
A trained nurse can speed up the time spent performing the exam, making it less traumatizing for the patient. There's another reason this training is so essential. It's about correctly collecting evidence in a way that will hold up in court.
The reason to do evidence collection properly, the reason to swab for the DNA is to make sure you have the individual who perpetrated the crime, not somebody who didn't.
Illinois has been working on laws to make reporting and prosecution more effective and less traumatizing. One is a law requiring police to file a report any time a sexual assault is reported, regardless of jurisdiction or how long ago the assault took place. Police and other first responders are also required to undergo training on how to interact with sexual assault victims. This law took effect in 2017.
There's standardized, required training. Some of it's in person, some of it's online.
Illinois was one of the first states to pass a law requiring an audit of backlogged rape kits, and as of today, all backlogged kits that were part of an ongoing investigation have been processed. What it really comes down to, says Poskin, is priorities.
We decided we want smoking to stop. It is impressive the amount of people power, brain power, money power that gets poured into campaigns and work. And that's just a matter of resources. That's a matter of prioritizing.
I'm Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.